Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
It's always good to be joined by my producer, Brendan Thomas. Brendan, what's on your radar today?
So we're going to start off on a very somber note. I don't know if you've heard, but the Chaparral fires have been going on in Northern County of San Diego, and they're rising up to the Riverside area.
I have not been hearing about that. I've been busy all day. When did they begin?
This was yesterday it started. And right now,
I've not heard a thing about this.
Here's the update from it. This is at 2 p.m. today. Over 1,400 acres have been burned, and it's only 10% contained, and there has been plenty of evacuations.
And which part of San Diego did you see
this? Up in Marietta. This is where it's happening.
Oh, no. So, wow, that's where my stepson lives.
Oh, really?
My wife's son, yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope he's safe, and to all those that live in that area, too, or are affected by the fires, our prayers are out to them. Hurricane Ida has been turned into a Category 4.
I did hear about Ida. This is headed toward Louisiana.
It's already in Louisiana. It's causing some pretty big damage already.
Are they going to blame it on George Bush again, even though he's been out of office for years?
I don't know. I hope that the death toll is way less than Katrina last time, because Katrina had thousands of people passing away from that.
And as if that isn't bad enough, we'll get a lecture on global warming to pour salt in the wounds of all the people suffering and grieving.
So other news, some people have passed away recently. Ron Bushy, he was the drummer of Iron Butterfly. So we played his music of In a Gata De Vida a couple times, and he's from San Diego as well. He was 79. Charlie Watts, he was the drummer for the Rolling Stones. He passed away at the age of 80.
And I heard Ed Asner passed away too.
That's correct. I was going to get to that too. He was 91 years old. So very, very sad. And Matthew Midler, just want to give a shout out to him because I liked the movie Our Idiot Brother. That was a very fun movie. But he passed away at the age of 19. It's still under investigation about him because he was missing, and then they found his body at a college campus. So
it is always sad when celebrities we grew up with pass away. And did you notice? I know I'm not the only one that made this observation. Celebrities tend to pass away in threes.
Yeah.
I think there's a few more than three that you just mentioned, but generally you hear about one and then in the next 2 days you hear about two others.
Well, this was over the week, so I just wanted to put that out there. The one I wanted to point out, which was, I think mainstream media has been extremely mean about this. There's a guy by the name of Mark Bernier. I hope I'm saying this correctly, but he was a conservative radio host who was very anti-mask and anti-vaccination, which is his choice, his freedom of speech. And unfortunately, he passed away at the age of 65 due to COVID-19. And I'm very disappointed in our media saying that, basically blaming him.
Oh, like he deserved it.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, now we know how they're going to talk about me when I pass away.
I hope not. I'm going to talk about you positively.
That's a shadowy figure of me right there. I've been talking against all this nonsense.
The more important one that we need to discuss for sure are the 14 soldiers that passed away in Afghanistan.
How horrible and so unnecessary. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate earlier today, Dave Stahl during On the Air, every single time at the top of the hour, he actually started with a moment of silence
each and every hour.
Good for him. Yeah. And this is not just to us and all military men. We just want to say thank you so much for your service. And, you know, of course, all the veterans out there, because Dave Stahl's been a veteran in the military as well.
Can you imagine how veterans and people in the military right now feel about their current commander-in-chief? They must just shudder and shake.
And you know what's weird, too, about this whole Afghanistan stance? I would have thought the left would be, you know, on Biden's side. But no, it's a bi-party thing. Everyone is very disappointed.
I have been pleasantly surprised to see even the leftist media turn on Biden.
Exactly.
I believe he'll implode over this. I don't think he'll be president much longer. I'm not giving a huge sigh of relief because God only knows who they'll replace him with, but I don't think he'll be our president much
longer. Well, you know who's our vice president, too. So,
yeah, exactly. And that ought to keep us up on a scary night.
I kill you. So one of the people that talked about this recently was Mitt Romney. He did give his prayers and his respects to the families that lost those lives, but he also made another comment on top of that saying that this is not just Biden's fault, but Trump is at fault for this as well, which I find...
Now, in what way was Trump at fault? I know Trump was planning to withdraw, but he would not have done it that way.
Exactly.
He would have left the military there before... where he got all the civilians out. And I'm not of the opinion that we should have stayed in Afghanistan forever either, but there's a way that you withdraw and there's a way that you don't withdraw.
There's a strategy behind it. So, and this just goes back to Romney's flip-flop situation with all of his policies.
He'll
and
say
politics.
Anything. He just wants a job on MSNBC someday.
I bet he doesn't
still think he could be president in your dreams, Romney.
This is his moderate Republican, and I'm doing the like quotes around.
I'd like to say I regret that I voted for him, but the choice was Obama. I guess if I had it to do again, I would. But he ran an abysmal campaign. He's been an abysmal senator. And he's just a liar. And as you put it so well, a flip-flopper. He's just a political opportunist who changes with the wind and thinks somehow they're going to pat him on the back for being another maverick John McCain.
Absolutely.
Who's willing to stand up to his own party. I don't care if you stand up to your party or you don't stand up to your party. Standing up is a neutral word. What are you standing for? What is the issue?
Look at the 2016 election where he was bashing Trump over and over about his behavior, his policies, and so on and so forth. And Trump gets elected president, and all of a sudden now he's supporting Trump all the way.
Oh, yeah, because he was hoping to be made, what was it, Secretary of State.
And then 2 years later.
And then Trump supported him for Senate, too. And then the minute he gets elected as a senator, oh, somebody's got to be the standard bearer. Oh, yeah, well, I guess that would be you, Mitt.
I'm disappointed in Mitt Romney for sure. I'm just disappointed in him. Let's switch topics to the governor race. So it's coming up very shortly, September 14th. I am a little scared of it now. I thought I was very confident that we were going to recall Gavin Newsom, but multiple pollsters have actually given the advantage to Newsom to not be recalled. And I'm a little bit scared about that.
Well, you know what? I'm scared also, but for a slightly different reason. I don't trust the pollsters. I believe that if it was a fair election, he would get recalled. But why? I know we talked about this last week on my show with Jim. Why would it be a fair election? Why would they not cheat and steal it again when it worked before? And here's what I'm thinking, Brendan. You'd think that with Newsom worried about the recall, he'd go easy on some of these bills that are going to be coming out of Sacramento soon, forcing companies to not employ people that don't carry a vaccine card. You'd think he'd say to them, look, it's just 16 days. We can hold off on this for 16 days, can't we? And why is he not doing that? Because maybe just as Joe Biden wasn't worried about only campaigning 5 minutes a day from the basement, maybe he's been told you don't have anything to worry about. No matter how they vote, no matter what they do, the election is yours. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I hope I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, I will come on and celebrate and revel in the fact that I was wrong.
Finally,
but I am very concerned. Whether they'll get away with it or not, I don't know. But I know they're trying to steal this again.
I agree. And these polls are only polling between 5,000 to 10,000 people. There's over 39 million.
They never polled me. Nobody asked me anything.
There's over 39 million people in California.
Hey, if you're a pollster out there, I vote to recall the SO. Well, there's FCC regulations.
I hear you.
The SO something or other.
So the good news about this too is who's favorited to actually get if he
Larry
gets
Elder
exactly
yeah
he's
Larry I think Larry Elder would make a really good governor.
Yeah, we talked about that too,
especially since he said that getting rid of these mandates about the masks and the vaccine are some of the first things he would do.
Yeah, and it's interesting how Newsom is all of a sudden doing these policies at the last second to try to appease the
to appease his base, but
exactly.
Also, he's not worried about going after those people in the middle. There's an awful lot of Democrats that are getting tired of him, but again, I think somebody sat him down and said it doesn't matter. It's kind of like I heard Charlton Heston give a lecture one time when he was in Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
And he was in the chariot race and he had to learn. He wanted to learn to do at least some of his own stunts. And the guy teaching him to ride the chariot finally said, Charles, relax. I guarantee you're going to win the race. I have a feeling somebody's talking that way.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait till September 14th, but I'm personally am scared. I really want him recalled. That's me personally.
I'll be very surprised if it happens.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah. So last story, we're going to Lakeside, California, which is outside of San Diego just a little bit. I live out in Lakeside, and over near on Highway 67, there's American flags posted everywhere. Now, we've done this because it's a 20th anniversary anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, and people have also stated it's for support of the military members. But unfortunately, Caltrans has continuously come by to take down those flags over and over again, saying that it's a distraction to all the people that are traveling on the highway.
I guarantee if they were flags for Cinco de Mayo, they wouldn't call them a distraction. How come the billboard signs for the casinos? And look, I know I'm a Christian. I really don't have a problem with casinos. You want to go to a casino, it's fine.
Go for it.
But those aren't distractions, and an American flag is.
Yeah, exactly. And they're not getting torn down. Like, the cars are driving pretty fast. They're not getting blown into the roads or anything. They're really, really secured. I don't see how they're a distraction.
They don't
all.
Want us to be distracted by patriotism.
That's exactly it. So it's a sad. I am so supportive of the Lakeside community, who keeps putting back on the flags.
Well, good for them. Lakeside is known as a more conservative community. Yeah, good for them.
So good for them. And so to all those people out there, thank you so much. And that's all my stories for tonight. So we're good to go.
Okay. Well, my heart does go out to the families of the soldiers. And unfortunately, it's going to go out to the families of civilians in Afghanistan soon. God only knows what we're going to see happen. But maybe this will wake the country up. Maybe there'll be a silver lining. Okay, we will see you next time on The Bob Siegel Show.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.